Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, happy hump day! Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from... Well, from where am I from? BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender. I almost said I'm Ben Mandelker from the Watch for Crappens. I'm like, no, this is Watch for Crappens. And joining me is a man who has also competed for Malia's heart. And who has won? I don't know, but I have a wedgie now. It's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and Rose Prick's Bachelorette Podcast. What's going on?
Oh, hello, Ben.
Hello, hello, hello. We made it to Wednesday. I love our Wednesday shows because we do Below Deck Med, which means we get to do all sorts of crazy accents. And then afterwards, we do our listener spotlight. So, you know, it's just a great way to spend a Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, it sure is. I just always love sitting here talking to you, baby.
Can you believe it's been a week? Can you believe it, girls? It's been a week since our live show in New York City.
I'm just starting to feel somewhat normal again.
Yeah. For those of you guys who missed the live show or just want to relive it or want to pretend you were there, we've actually done two bonus episodes today for this week for Patreon. The first one is all about our time in New York City together and a part of the things that we did. And then the second episode, I talk extensively about various minutiae in the Hamptons, including a trip to the summer house of Bravo's famed show, Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about other things, too. As usual, we go off in any other areas. If you want to listen to those, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and support at the bonus episode level, which is like $1 per episode. And enjoy. Yeah. Details.
And I'm really excited to get almost below Doc Mid.
Yes. Yes. Let's catch up with our yachties in Croatia.
Hell yeah, boo.
Yeah.
So, Below Deck Med, here we are. Beginning of my gigantic page of notes.
Huge page of notes. Me too.
We open with Adam. This might be from last week, I'm not sure. But he's like, they don't understand that there's a massive backstory between Malia and I. You fucked at yachting camp, okay? That is not massive, sir.
Yeah. You it's fucked at yachting massive. Camp. You talked about maybe getting a hotel room in Santorini. Maybe you got a hotel room in Santorini, then you got onto a yacht. You made out some more, and then we're like, oh, let's get another hotel room. Massive story!
Massive!
Like, this is no Lord of the Rings Danielle trilogy, Steel. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Shut up, Adam. You got a beach at camp. So I like that this show has synthesizer drama. It yes. always cracks. The music on this show cracks me up because sometimes on Bravo, it's like, do they have a full fucking orchestra in there like Southern Charm? And then sometimes you're like, what monkey are they paying with the synthesizer? Because it's like, dun, dink, dun, 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 dink, dun, dun. Is this a Dillard's commercial or a scary scene? I don't know what's happening right now.
Kind of both. Has a Dillard's commercial ever failed to terrify you? I don't think so.
And the big drama when we get to it is Bobby going with Malia on his back. It's like, yes, this is a very suspenseful scene. Thank you.
Will he drop her? Will this piggyback go wrong? So they're all drunk in a square in like Dubrovnik or Croatia. Yes, I am being ignorant and I don't mind. So they're in a square, they're drunk, they're playing around, and this is when we sort of relive the end of last episode when Adam's like, hey, yeah, bro, I'm gonna give you a wedgie. So he gives Wes a wedgie, and Wes is like, I can't believe you just did that. You just ripped my entire underpants. You ripped my underpants. He just ripped everything.
Adam, bro.
Rip.
Yeah.
Welcome so to Broasia.
Yeah. So that's when Wes knocks his cell phone out of Adam's hand, and then Adam like slaps Wes's cheek, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, and he's like, "What? Now you're getting all intense?" He's like, "Oh, Adam." So that phone tosses, and you got to hand it to him because he's got like the full-on coating on his phone where nothing will break it. It makes your iPhone like 30 inches bigger, but it never breaks.
Yes.
Because that should have shattered. I was really rooting for an iPhone shatter, yeah. But it didn't. And then Hannah's like, wheeze, let's go for a walk, wheeze. Come on. He's like, he ripped me onesie.
Everything. He ripped everything. I'm like, it was a Fruit of the Loom pair of underwear. Okay. Calm down. Yeah.
Then Hannah starts the psychologist timer and she's like, listen, this is not about a wedgie. Like,
Who gives wedgies, by the way, when you're in your 30s? Who does that?
Adam. I mean, look, Adam's chasing like a young, you know, a young girl, and he's saying things like, later, skater.
Yeah. And Bugsy pulls Malia to the side and is like, Malia, Adam is not the guy for you.
The way that he mistreats phones. And Adam's like, I thought it was a joke. He didn't think it was a joke. Come on, it's a joke. In America, it's a joke, buddy.
Joke. And Wes is like, he jumped in front of a car. He spoke badly to locals. And now he rips my pants. It's not acceptable. Not at all.
That is three mana strikes. There's a difference between being a rebel and being an asshole. I'm a rebel. He's an asshole.
So
I like when Wes, I'm so sorry, I just had this at the bottom for some reason, but Wes goes, trying to get someone's underpants over the head, it's almost a personal attack. It's like, it's literally a personal attack.
Every time he steps on a grape, I know what his thoughts are on Fruit of the Loom. It's rude. You can't do that to the Fruit of the Loom people.
So yeah, then, you're a fruit. It's a good one, Adam.
And I bet you love Tulum, don't you? Taking that shuttle right through the threads, back and forth. Good old Loom boy. That's what I'm going to call you.
So back in the boat, Adam does what he does whenever he's extremely happy, extremely sad, or extremely anything, which is pick up a trash bag and start going... the trash bag. It's like his putting his hair behind his ears when he's nervous, you know?
Yeah. He's like, where's a glad bag? Ah, yeah. And Lauren's like, so Bobby, like, what exactly happened? I mean, I know I'm a bully, but that's crazy. And Bobby's like, oh, I didn't see it. I was busy literally digging my own boxers out of my ass. She's like, oh, so you got a wedgie too? What? No, they're just there.
Someone got voted wedgie? Who? It should have been me.
It's like no one even sees me when I have a wedgie. I'm invisible.
So Adam follows Wes, but he's still drunk, and he's doing his, you know, trash bag thing, which everyone knows is a sign of danger. And he's like, what? What is it? And Wes is like, what? And he's like, what? He's like, I don't want to talk about it, Adam. And he's like, where's his sense of humor? Oh, wedgie.
Is it because I gave you a wedgie? I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. It's not like you just, like, tapped him on the shoulder. You gave him a wedgie, okay? It's like, humiliating and uncomfortable.
And then, of course, Max, he's like, has his finger on the pulse of nothing. It's like, oh, I wouldn't be mad, Adam. I'm like, you didn't get your fucking underwear pulled up.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Have someone in your face. You weren't driving a golf cart, sir, through the cobblestone streets that almost got tipped over, okay?
Yeah, you don't know how terrifying it is to have a meth face tap your windshield, okay?
Yeah. So Malia comes in. She's like, hi. And Max is like, this is all because of you. You strung him along the whole time, bird. You're like a bird. A bird who strings things. Can't you just eat the crumbs of bread that we leave on the floor, bird? What's wrong with your bird?
It's like, making a nest with nothing but old strings. And now I made a big nest of string. And you go into the nest and you lay an egg. And guess what? The egg's in the strings, bird.
You've just blown into a window, bird. And she's like, well, I'm sorry I'm cute, okay? Like, I'm so sorry I'm hot, everybody. Do I need to call a sorry I'm hot meeting? Then Adam comes in and he's like, oh yeah, you should be sorry, because I thought I met a really special person and I didn't.
She's like, okay.
He's like, you do you know how much spinach I wasted on you? How much spinach? Enjoy your hot spinach omelet in the morning, Malia. Here's
you
a cookie.
Put yourself in this spinach situation. Yes, you did. Congratulations. Later, skater.
You want a cookie? Here, have this. Oh, sorry. It's invisible.
Yeah. So Malia and Bugsy, she's like, I can't believe he's such an asshole in the galley. Like, I don't know why everyone's mad because I'm hot. I told him I just want to be friends. And she's like, oh, look, Malia, but she's a bit of a tease.
Yeah, it's bad when even Bugsy's coming down on you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost as bad as the iPad.
It's like, oh, no, here we go.
And she's like, well, look, it's pretty clear now that I want nothing to do with Adam.
And then Adam, you know, Adam, he's instead of apologizing, he's just like, what's wrong, bro? Because he goes back to Wes. He's like, dude, you overreact. I was overreacting because of Malia. It wasn't because of you. It was Malia's fault. Come on, dude. Come on. You can give me a wedgie. You can give me a wedgie. Oh, guess what? I'm going commando. You can put your hand in my diarrhea ass.
Yeah, totally gross. He just pulls down his pants and shoves his butt in Wes's face. He's like, do it. Do it. And he's like, it's childish, Adam. It's childish. So then Adam follows him to the galley, and he's like, don't worry. You'll nail her eventually. And then he falls going up the steps. You fucking idiot.
Wes laughs. I know. It's like so many layers of awfulness happening here. Misogyny. My favorite, misogyny. Misogyny. Just assholeness. Immaturity. Lack of personal responsibility. Bad jokes. Just gross.
Yeah. So then
Bobby weighs in, and Bobby's like, oh, you kissed both of them, and that's what happens. And he's like, if I want to fuck everyone on the boat, that's my prerogative, okay? And so that's when Max, and she's right, by the way.
Yes,
she's
right. I agree with that. It's just the whole lying thing.
The teasing is not what you can do.
And the possibly using one while you're trying to fuck the other one, but you want to, you know. I mean,
so that's when Max comes in speaking gibberish. She's like, no, do not upset a bar fight stop because dickhead birds mess around with geezers. A bird and geezers, birds and dickheads, bars.
So Hannah and Adam are outside and they're doing that reality thing where it's like, oh, we hate the same person, let's bond.
Yes.
It's like, okay, it's like a world war now.
Yeah.
So they're outside and he's like, what's wrong with Wes? A wedgie and he loses his mind? Is it because his faux hawk's missing and now he thinks he's a man? And she's like, it's not about the wedgie. Like, Dr. Katz is here.
Yeah, that's Hannah's moment from, like, her Prince of Tides trailer. It's not about the wedgie, but it's not about the wedgie, but he was mad. It's not about the wedgie. And then Adam just starts crying.
I just said.
This is Adam's logic. Sometimes I just love Adam because he's so stupid. He goes,
I just said. She's playing you like a book. Like she played me like a book.
I'm like, you played a book?
Yeah.
She's like, she's treating me like an audible. Like you just press play and suddenly I'm going to grape the wrath your ass. You know what I mean?
You know, it's like when I was a teenager in my high school production of This Is What Books Sound Like, and I was dressed as a book, and I came out on stage and was like, blah, 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 blah. And that's how I played a book, so she was playing me like that book.
Like that Nintendo game book.
So then Hannah's like, okay, I am going to use this opportunity to get an ally. So she's like, well, I feel bad because I gave you such a hard time about the food you were sending out. And all along, it was Malia who was distracting you. And I was like, Adam, stop serving crispy tacos with horse meat inside. Serve something more elegant. And I should have realized it was Malia who was distracting you from cooking something good.
Yeah, it was her fault. I was looking at her cookies so much, it's all I could think about. Packaged cookies.
She's like, yeah, I knew it was her fault, that dirty little whore. And
it's like, that's like, why I served Dougie those onions. Because I would see her and be like, wow, look how young she is. So young. So young. Young. Onion. Onions. Gotta serve onions. It's Malia's fault.
I just wanted everyone to cry like Malia was making me cry. So I cut up onions and I put them in everything. She's like, oh, I knew it.
I just looked at Malia. I was like, that girl's got layers, so many layers to peel away. But in the end, there was nothing inside, like an onion. I had to express myself with onions.
That's why I tried mixing Thai food with Mexican food. I was just thinking of a trip to Mexico with Malia and a Thai brothel.
It's like, okay, you guys are stretching it a little much here.
Okay,
and no, I like, have to say, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, this is actively making me hungry, which is pretty convenient because, you know, one of our sponsors does happen to be HelloFresh.
Oh, hell yeah, boo.
HelloFresh. You guys, I know I've totally interrupted whatever joke you were going to make.
No, not really. Go for it.
You know, HelloFresh, here's the good thing. If Adam had been cooking with HelloFresh, no amount of Malia could have distracted him from making a delicious meal in 30 minutes or less.
Exactly. And he wouldn't be making, like, crappy pre-mixed cookies. Yeah. And he wouldn't be making the same thing over and over again all the time. Because with HelloFresh, you get actual boxes with fresh food and three different recipes in every single box. Everything's color-coded, so you know what goes with what. Things are pre-portioned for you. Basically, it teaches you how to cook because it gives you the best ingredients and the freshest ingredients and tells you what the hell to do with them.
If I were Chief Stew, I would let everyone know that HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed so there's no food waste.
And when I was mad at you about the pre-packaged cookies, it's because I was mad that you, unlike HelloFresh, did not employ a full-time registered dietitian on staff who reviews each recipe to ensure it's nutritionally balanced and onion-free if that's what you need.
Oh my god, I was raised in the hospitality industry, which is why it's so cool that HelloFresh delivers food to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box for free, just like a classic person raised in the hospitality industry would do.
Like, sometimes I would, like, bully people, and then it would make me cry. So instead, now I'm just offering people this unique promo code with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com and use the promo code CRAPPINS30.
Whoa, that's like $10 a meal. Yeah, go to HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS30 for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
I hate to admit it, but HelloFresh is a better chef than I'll ever be. And if you don't believe me, later, skater.
That's right, because it's $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Once again, because we're going to repeat it over and over and over again until you get your own wedgie. That's right, HelloFresh.com, promo code CRAPPINS30.
I've never finished a meal with HelloFresh that I haven't said, God, I love that banana.
And the best part about HelloFresh, you can eat it on the bow and I won't get annoyed.
Thank you, HelloFresh.
Yeah, HelloFresh. Go eat that shit. CRAPPINS30 is the promo code. Use that one. Don't use another one. You may hear the ad somewhere else in life. Use CRAPPINS30. Yes. CRAPPINS30 is the promo code.
One really good rule that I love about this show is we advertise things we actually use. We try them all. We love them all. And we actually use HelloFresh and love it. It's given us many a good meal.
We do. I was just looking at... this is not even the ad anymore. I was actually just looking at my little HelloFresh recipe booklet that I got in one of my boxes. I was like, oh, I gotta make these again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sorry. I went, and then got like a little tiny bit of spit in my throat. I was like, that sounds delicious. I'm salivating while we talk.
So anyway,
Adam is like, if he just saw the texts, she sent me a little octopus emoji. What do you think that means?
And she's like, oh, I can't wait for this to blow up.
You've actually got texts. So they're using texts against me, and she's actually been sending texts. I'll beat her at her own game.
So then it's the next morning, and we get this silly moment with Lauren, but it's for some reason her eagerness cracks me up. She's like, Hannah, should I stand right here and just do laundry? Whoa, my hair's looking crazy today. Oh, my God. Okay, my hair's crazy. I'm going to do the ironing. Oh, my God. Let's just do the ironing. Oh, my God. I can do it. Want me to do
that's
it?
That's going to be amazing.
Oh, my God.
And then it cuts to Bobby eating cereal, and he's like, and milk's like coming down his face. Jesus Christ. It's like the Planet of the Ape.
And Hannah's like, all right, everyone, let's meet again at 11:30 a.m., and we're going to meet at some deck, do something. And in the meantime, I'm going to go back to bed. And Bugsy's like,
She's back to her old ways.
Also, I have to say, Adam is sitting in the kitchen slurping up cereal with a catering spoon.
Like a I giant did not notice spoon. That.
And Malia just walks past him like, gross. Can't believe I was ever trying to fuck someone who eats with a spoon that giant.
So Malia is now, she's now in her interview getting choked up because Max keeps making all these shitty comments to her. And she's just, you know, it's starting to get to her. And I was like, well, welcome to the wonderful world of sexual harassment.
Yes.
You know?
And also the wonderful world of just leading everybody on and then getting raises when you have no experience. Like, yeah. The whole thing is just a little bit messy at this point. And one good thing about this show is it's kind of similar to a Housewives show in that you're all wrong.
Yeah.
So we can pick whatever side we'd like and we'll both be right because you're all wrong.
That's right.
So Bugsy and Adam, when they were in the kitchen before Hannah goes to bed. Oh, you know what? Never mind. You already did that.
I did it.
So Malia's crying, and she's like, I'm over it. I don't deserve names. He called me a bird, okay? What kind of bird? Be more specific. Birds are dumb. He's like, yeah, you didn't deserve that, slut. I wouldn't call you a bird. I'd just call you a whore. Skater!
Later, skater. Oh, and by the way, you're a pigeon, the dirtiest bird of them all.
I remember when I first subscribed to your website, and it was thebomb.com. Unfortunately, that URL is no longer found. You're a 404, skater.
Yeah, get out of my face, Oriole. That's what you are.
So the captain's like, wow, we're all looking happy today, huh? And everyone's like, ugh.
So everyone's who wants furious. To do a preference sheet meeting now, huh? Let's do a preference sheet meeting. Can I get Hannah, Adam, and Wes? Okay. We got Dr. Quang Henderson, all right? We're going to be excited for him. They want a black tie Texas-themed dinner party, all right? Can you do that, Adam? Are you too distracted by Malia?
Got a lot of ball gowns coming on this, okay? Lots of ball gowns. Now, they're from Texas, Adam. He's like, yeah, they can take their spice. And she's like, now, come on, don't put horns on your forehead, Adam.
Hey, Adam. Could you make some sushi in the shape of a bolo? Thank you.
This guest would like a empanada shaped like a banana that floats. Could you do that? Can I count on you to do that?
Can you shape some pad thai like the Dallas Star, the Lone Star, huh? Can you do that?
So then we get a nice little scene of Max and Malia cleaning, and he's like, I'm sick of watching the bats of men and ashes to the deck, and just stop it. Like, you are the biggest gossipy ninny in the whole show, okay? And your highlights aren't helping, Max.
Yeah.
Calm it.
He is the biggest ninny. Ninny. If he was a bid, he'd be a ninny bid.
Did you read the text fight that they were all having over the course
of
the week?
Oh, we should mention. I didn't really read it, but we should mention that in between, one thing we did not cover was they all got into a 24-hour Twitter fight, and it was hilarious.
Just going after each other, but it was so this cast. I mean, it was exactly how they are on TV.
Yeah.
Lauren's like, whatever. And they're like, how dare you, Lauren? That's not nice, and it makes the entire boat look bad. She's like, it's called my opinion, and it's on TV, so you already look bad. He's like, that is unfair, and I completely stand behind my good friend Malia, who doesn't deserve to be. And she's like, oh, shut the fuck up. So then they all start going after each other, and Max is like, you go, Laka, you go, Laka, bird, or whatever on the Twitter. Well,
sorry to interrupt, the way it started was that Bobby was like, whoa! Oh, wow, I already have 50,000 followers on Twitter. And Lauren was like, yeah, and you only bought 48,000 of them. And he's like, shut up. And she's like, it's my opinion. And like from there, it just exploded into everything. And it got into Hannah and like, well, at least we didn't like bone the guy on the iPad, blah, whatever. And then it just went for hours and hours.
The best part about it was how it ended with Wes. He goes,
well, I'd like to say I don't like farting, and I stand by my opinion, but I'm sorry for being too harsh, everybody. Thank you so much for reading these lovely tweets. Okay.
He even ends a Twitter fight in like a cute little apology.
And then I hope I didn't upset Mummy and Daddy.
And then Malia did.
Rebel.
Malia also posted something on her Instagram, which I didn't bother to read because I'm like, I can't be bothered with this. But she posted a whole thing that was like, to all the haters, I just want you to know, I don't care what you say, because you're haters, and I live my life, and I like the tugboat, and I'm on a yacht, and you're a hater, and I don't listen to haters, and haters, 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 but I like haters, because it gets cold, but I hate haters. It's like, okay. Great.
She's like, octopus emoji.
This cast is kind of out of control. I don't think there's ever been a cast of any Below Deck that has created so much Twitter noise. And hilarious Twitter noise, like Twitter fights. Because this isn't the first time it's happened this season. There was the whole Hannah Bobby thing at the beginning of the season when they're on Watch What Happens Live. I mean, this is kind of like, we're getting into Vanderpump Rules territory with this Below Deck Med.
I know. They're almost hurting the other cast. You know?
I know.
Like when the other cast comes on, they're like, well, we're going to clean. It's like, uh-oh. Yeah, I'm about to start fucking each other and fighting real quick.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, Below Deck, one thing that I think is very clever about the show in general is that every season they bring back one or two people, but they always bring back fresh blood. So you don't have a situation where it's the same cast and it gets stagnant and then people grow into, like, start acting a certain way. But it's kind of, I can't imagine how they're going to do the next Below Deck Med without all of these people.
Yeah. Well, they, oh God, I don't know. I guess we'll wait to see.
We'll find out. Anyway.
So the next scene, they're doing the anchor and Malia's head in a hole. And I was like, well, that pretty much sums up the episode. Done.
Yeah, because basically, there's also something where Hannah is like asking Bugs to clean the crew mess. And even Lauren is like, wow, Hannah really does not work, does she? And she's like, even I'm saying this. But yeah, so Malia, like Sandy's like, all right, we're going to do some anchoring. All right, Malia. Okay, let me see. How many yards are we down? Malia, how many yards? I need to see some fingers. Hello? Talk to me. I'm getting really annoyed with the bow. Malia?
I know. It's like she's watching Mamma Mia and the bow segment won't end. It's like 20 minutes later. She's like, I'm getting annoyed with the bow. Okay? It's taking way too long.
I think I see some gumdrops. Oh, are those your fingers? I can't quite tell. It's a little bit of movement over there. It's a little short. Okay, you know what? Wes and Malia, you're not working on the bow together anymore. Not anymore.
Look, you know, if you're going to have your fingers inside Wes the whole time instead of holding them up, she's like, I was holding them up. She's like, if she can't do it, I want someone who can't. God damn it. And he's like, I don't understand what she wasn't doing, to be honest. And she's like, I need fingers. If she's not tall enough, you need to fuck someone taller. Okay?
You know what you got to do? You got to put a little box, a little apple crate there, and she can stand on that. Or here's a better idea. Have Bobby nap, take a nice big nap on the bow, and then she can stand on Bobby. That way I can see her nice and clearly. How about that?
She needs to step it up, literally. Now that was a film.
That was great. Man, if I could dance like that.
That girl would... over came out of the eyes to show her fingers.
That was a whole bunch of well-rested people, huh? I love
so the guests start arriving, and this time they're arriving on a water taxi, and everyone's like, that's amazing. They're so rich, they enter on a water taxi.
And so they get on, and the lead guy, his name is Quang, or also Q, and Max is like, hello there, welcome to the yacht. And Q's like, whoa, you can't talk to me. You know why? Because ladies love your accent. Ha, bro. See what I did there?
He's like, YOLO, bro. So they're dressed like super fancy. And Bugs is like, the fan sits like a ball. If I finish getting all the ashes out of the cinder, I can maybe go with Hannah Lexmith. And then Adam's like, I don't know what the fuck these people think they're doing, but it's like watching the board game Clue. They're all Mrs. Peacock.
And then the primary's wife is like, hi, I'm Stacy Henderson. Thanks for having me on the yacht. Thanks.
She's like, thanks. Charmed, I'm sure. Thanks.
Charmed. Candlestick in the conservatory. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Men are like tissues, soft, strong, and disposable.
Flames on the side of my cheeks. Yeah.
So there's a big meathead guy, like a big roid ragey looking guy, as there seems to be on every charter, like 90% of the charters this year.
Yes.
And he's like, if the rooms are a knocking, don't bother a knocking.
We should also talk about the guy with like the bad goatee and some crazy shirt. It's like a plaid shirt with weird gray, like, patchy things on it. And then a pattern, I'm looking at, I took a screenshot. It's like a pattern. It's like someone's head repeated over and over and over. It's really, like, what are the gays in Texas doing? What are the gays in Texas doing? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, we're not getting marriage benefits, I'll tell you that. So I think that these people are just fake fancy because they're dressed like crazy people. And then they're trying to seem fancy by asking for weird things.
Yes.
Like one goes, can I get an iced coffee with some frothed up coconut cream milk and maybe some honey? Maybe put some peanut butter in there. And also, this girl's pajamas need to be steamed. Do you have any nuts?
You're just making shit up.
Do you have an umbrella, but one that doesn't have a handle? It's sort of just like just an umbrella top, but no bottom. We'd like that too, please.
I really like brushing giraffes. Could you get me a giraffe and a brush?
No, bitch. No, we can't.
Do you happen to have the Mona Lisa nearby? We'd really like to just look for it, and then we want to do this thing. Can you serve the sushi on the Mona Lisa? Turn it into, like, a table?
I love the Mona Lisa so much. I want her to have my last name. Could you get the paperwork moving on that?
Could you resurrect Beverly Sills and have her do a zombie performance of La Traviata? That would be great.
Could you take us to the spot Jesus was resurrected from?
Like, no, bitch. No, we can't. Okay.
We'd like to look at a brontosaurus. Can you bring one on board?
So Hannah's like, Bulby, Malia, can you unpick the mister for me? I'm going to try and figure out how to work honey, peanut butter, mint, coconut cream, and panda bears into a decent drink.
And the end product, espresso martini.
And Bugsy's like, she's so lazy. So Bobby and Malia are unpacking upstairs. Malia's like, I don't even know what to do. Like, how do you even unpack? What's unpacking? And Bobby's like, well, those are some titty things. Like, they're called nipple covers, Bobby.
And now the guests. So Adam's whole plan is to serve just like some sushi. And by the way, some really uninteresting sushi. Like salmon roll, spicy tuna, and a cucumber roll. I mean, even the Ralph's supermarket has better sushi than that.
I know. You're in the middle of the ocean and you're still ordering like from the Costco freezer section.
I know. At least give us like a rainbow roll. Give us a Philly roll. Anything. So, he's preparing, like, they're just going to be, like, past sushi, orders, canapes, etc. And their guests are like, can we have a proper sit-down lunch, please? I'm like, oh, goodness. So annoying.
Bugsy's like, Hannah, they want to do a sit-down. And Hannah's like, all right. She's like, oh, she's so difficult.
Hannah goes to Adam, and she's like, they want a sit-down dinner, cunts. And he's like, whoa, you can't serve canapes with silver. She's like, all right, Adam, you remember how we're not fighting? He's like, yeah, Malia's a bitch. I'm on it. Cut this all the guy
like, I'll take some extra spinach while you eat it, if you know what I'm saying.
I'd like a spinach cookie. Go.
So then they somehow manage to serve lunch at a table. And Hannah comes around with some Pinot Grigio. She's like, I've got some Pinot Grigio. And she's like, oh, that's my favorite. So she's like, great, let me pour you some. So she pours a little taster. And she's like, I'm going to need a little bit more than that, please. And she's like, that's for you to taste it, you stupid bitch.
They all start laughing. And the other lady's like, they're just sorry. So I just say that. I was like, yes, because you people are extras. And I don't even know how you got on this boat. Like, you're obviously poor. The lady's like, I'm freezing. May I have a fur blanket? It must be made of fur. And so she's wearing this fur blanket. And she goes, can I ask you a question? Are you a helicopter? Like, no.
Are you an airplane?
No.
Are you a horse or a donkey?
No, ma'am.
Oh, too bad, because we need to travel to Spain right now.
Is there a travel agent on board? And Hannah's like, no, because we are stews and not travel agents. Great, I'll take a flight to Spain. Thank you.
Ma'am, my name is HannahWalking.com.
So Hannah's
travel.
Like,
it's like what? A lazy Susan of shit just being like spun around with these people.
Oh, Hannah, will you tell the president we'll be right there? But could you just make sure we can get into the White House? Thanks so much.
Could you please tell President Obama that we'd like him to join us for dinner tonight? I'm sorry, he's not president anymore. Well, Hannah, could you make him president again? All right,
Hannah,
I'm
we
on
have
it.
An urgent message. Will you tell the Academy we regret that we will not be able to accept our awards for best actress and actors and supporting actress, supporting actor. We're so sorry. Regrets.
Oh, so Hannah is like, Lauren, could you pop to the bridge, please, and unpack starboard forward cabin? I'm booking flights. And then ask Bugs what she needs. And Lauren's like, that girl does more talking than working, okay? Like, how long does it take to book a flight? 2 hours? It takes 2 hours to book a flight. I'm like, you just finished ironing, like, one pair of underwear that you've been working on since the beginning of the charter, bitch. Okay.
So Hannah's working on the computer, which probably is like 1 kilobyte per second download rate. And then she finally has some flight and she's like, all right, Miss Ladyface, here's the news. I can get you to Spain, but it's be indirect. It's going to take 13 hours. You get to fly to Zurich, and from Zurich to Tanzania, and from Tanzania over to Lisbon, and from Lisbon back to Tanzania, and from Tanzania up to Madrid. Is that okay with you? And she's like, can we just find something that's direct? Like, is that possible? I'm like, you're in the middle of the sea. You're in the middle of the sea.
Could you just call that sweet dragon from How to Train Your Dragon and have him come get me? Thanks. Oh my God, my fur feels so good.
Can you ask Wonder Woman to come and just like row me over to Spain? She's really good at that.
Also, could you make her less Moroccan looking? Because I'm more a fan of the Linda Carter version. Thanks.
Where is Spain anyway? Can someone answer me that?
Let me see. Lauren's like, blah, 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 blah,
well,
blah, blah.
Eventually, Hannah's like,
all right, I'll take care of the galley. I'll take care of the unpacking, because right now we need someone in the galley. Lauren, go. And she's like, you know, Hannah really should know better. Like, come on now. It's not like she's in bed like all the other scenes you guys have shown. Yeah, she's doing something.
She's dealing with nightmare people. It's okay. So meanwhile, yeah. Sandy is like, oh, guess what? I see a beach. Hey, Malia, take a look. Do you see a beach? You see a beach? Yeah, look, it's a beach. And Malia's like, yeah, I see a beach. And Bobby's like, oh, I'm invisible. She didn't ask me if I see a beach. Oh.
Yeah, he's standing behind him going. And they're still looking out the window. He's like, no one sees Bobby. Mom. Like, are they supposed to suddenly give you a raise because you're whistling behind them? Like, what the hell do you expect?
Truly nothing makes sense in this episode. It's just like,
it really, you know, doesn't. Why don't, like, you Dadaism. Go up and say, hey, Captain Sandy, I would really like some more responsibility, and I think I'm capable of more than I'm being offered in this job. I would love to move up. And she'd be like, you know what? I respect that. Show me your finger. Saum, you're hired.
Well, I think that they're probably building in an arc that, like, in the final episode, Bobby finally gets some huge responsibility, and he feels like he finally progressed. But meanwhile, downstairs, Max is in the crew mess, and he's like, you know what they say about pineapple, right, girls? They're like,
Hannah starts cracking up. She's like, it works! And Lauren's like, what do they say about pineapple?
What do they say about pineapple?
Then it makes your cum taste sweet.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, me and Hannah do. Lauren's like, what do they say about it?
I'm like, Lauren, I get you. I don't know what they say about pineapple, because I don't like pineapple.
They say the same thing about pineapple that they do about you, Lauren. You give guys canker sores. Okay?
You know what they say about pineapple? It ruins gelatin. I know, Max. I'm always concerned about the state of gelatin, so thank you for reminding us that your aspic mold could be threatened by this pineapple.
You know, the best thing about pineapples is that they're better holy.
Get a gas. You're welcome.
Welcome. That cuts to the core. Get it? So, meanwhile, Adam is going on an emotional journey.
Pineapple's really a sweet girl on the inside.
You know what they say about pineapples? They shouldn't be teasing everyone. Let them on.
You know what they say about pineapples? The birds.
So Adam's like, yeah, I just realized my feelings towards Wes were just my misdirected feelings towards Malia. I'm like, oh, congratulations, Dr. Freud.
Yeah.
It's just because Malia's a slut. You know, we had a heart-to-heart, and we realized Malia's a whore. So we're coming out with a line of greeting cards. So Max is like, so he goes up to Wes. Is that what part you were at?
Yeah, Adam goes up to Wes. He's like, hey, bro, shake on it, right? It's now.
Like, that was a powder keg, right, bro?
You know what they say later, skater, but guess what? Skater, it's now time.
I'm sorry, that was stupid.
Wes is like, well, he's not saying sorry I attacked you, or sorry for your underwear, which were quite fashionable, by the way. But we have to be professional. So I said, okay.
Little does Adam realize that right before I shook his hand, I rubbed my hand on a wet surface. Who's laughing now?
So the guests are why isn't the captain stopping? Oh, what an idiot. Why isn't she stopping? Quark's like, yeah, just stop, duh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, her name is Quark, okay? You don't get to have an opinion.
Yeah, this idiot, this roid ragey guy, you know he's a real asshole. He's the one where you make a whole plan for the night, and then like he shows up, and then after 5 minutes, he's like, yo guys, I got a really great idea. How about instead we go down to the movie theater? And you're like, no, I made a whole plan that was to go to the restaurant instead. He's like, no, the movie theater will be great. Let's do it. You guys want to do movie theater? And I was like, yeah, let's go to the movie theater. And you're like, fuck you for ruining my plan.
Yeah, ruins the whole thing. So Bugsy's like, Captain, emergency! She's like, let me guess, they want to do some water sports. She's like, yes! Well, we got it. We're on it. She's like, oh!
She's like,
the emergency.
I'd like you to go back to the islands. Islands.
She's like, no, do they want to go see the islands or they want to go to the restaurant islands? Because I can't tell with this group.
I'm not sure.
Hey, anchor, come in. Anchor, this is Sandy. Anchor, we're not going to count on Malia's midget fingers today, okay? You're just going to listen to what I say, okay, anchor? It's like, yes, Captain. Please put that hot girl's head in the hole again. All right. Malia, get down there. Feed the anchor, Malia. Take one for the team.
I'm going to be up here enjoying a Branzino while you're down there enjoying an anchor Zino. Get it? Zing. That's when you're well rested, you make good jokes.
And the lady in the fur blanket's like, I can't get my hair wet. I'm not that pretty. I'm like, A, it's a wig. And B, you're not rich. Stop fronting. You couldn't afford the banana. Okay.
You couldn't afford the banana.
That's
love that banana.
God, I love that banana.
So while they're playing on the water sports, Wes is, what are toys, I should say. Wes goes up to Malia and is like, guess what? Adam tried to apologize and I shook his hand, but guess what? My fingers were crossed on the other hand. Huh.
Guess what? Adam just said that Malia is dead to him. Now let's just hope he's not a necromance.
How awkward would that be? Huh?
She's like, I'm sorry that dead people find me hot, okay? Hey, can we rent something that we'll write in the sky that says, I'm sorry for being hot, love Malia, okay? That would be great. He's like, all right then. Glad I tattletailed and almost got a kiss.
Yeah. And Wes is like, you know, one thing I'm starting to realize, the thing that Adam did with the onions, that was spiteful. And the thing he did to me, that was spiteful. And what he did to Malia, that was spiteful. I'm starting to realize. Adam's a little spiteful. It's like, oh, wow. Grand observations from the bosun.
I'm starting to realize I'm hungry for a Sprite. It's weird, right? It's not even the same thing. It's added in all.
You know, it's weird. We're going up and down and up and down, and there's water everywhere, and it doesn't look like we're on land. I'm starting to realize we're on a boat.
Is it too early for me to apologize publicly for calling Adam a Sprite?
He's a little bit of a Sprite.
Stupid. Okay, so Lauren and Bugsy. Wait, is this it? Oh no, it's dinner time.
Dinner time.
And Adam's like, well, I know a thing or two about Tex-Mex, but these are not Tex-Mex people. So I'm gonna do something crazy. Tex.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like an awful mix. Please don't. Please don't.
I actually was like, that sounds delicious. So
it's like, I've just heard something about pineapple and it's going to be in every dish from now on. Spread around my sweet, sweet sperm.
So he makes something. And so this is supposed to be the black tie event. And of course, the steroid guy shows up and he's wearing a bolo to the black tie affair. I'm like, come on, you got to try. You have to try. And the guy who had the weird shirt with the faces on it, he's there in some sequin tuxedo jacket. I'm like, I don't, these people, they're all wrong.
The ladies are in ball gowns and cowboy hats.
Yeah.
So Lauren and Bugsy. Lauren's like, Bugs, like, I don't mean to, like, talk out of fish school, but, like, I got frustrated because, like, we do the majority of the work. Like, remember how we set up the table and then Hannah got credit for setting up the table? Like, oh, my God, there's not an Oscar for best table setting up, okay?
And Bugsy's like, oh,
like, you're just noticing. Did you not notice me lighting the chafers?
If I were first you, I would have noticed that a long time ago.
So there's coconut curry, and Adam's like, yeah, you like my coconut curry? It's a fancy dinner, as you'll see by my stupid bass hat.
Yeah, I was like, he's still wearing his hat and his apron. Still wearing it. But now he can get away with it because he made nice with Hannah.
Hannah's like, you look lovely tonight, Eden. Max and Bobby are having like a really illuminating conversation downstairs. Max is like, birds, right? And Bobby's like, hey, you ever notice when you sit on the toilet how your balls move?
And Max is like, sorry, I don't look at that because I'm always looking at the birds.
When I'm on the toilet, oh, shit. And he's like, yeah, I've noticed it ever since I was a kid.
Max is like, I'm always looking at the bird eggs. I always see those two little bird eggs wobbling around. He's like, oh, bro, those aren't bird eggs. Those are your balls. Whoa.
So in the kitchen, Hannah's like, Adam, that cake is amazing. What a wonderful job you did. If I was techie, I'd use the boat's texting to text you about it and then and let everybody read after. Do you remember when you did that to me, everybody?
That is the cake of someone who does not have a girl on the brain.
And Bugsy is so mad. She's like, what's happening?
They used to hate each other. Now I'm supposed to stand by while they're nice to each other. I will not accept this.
I'm just going to stand here and you know what I'm going to say? Absolutely nothing. Just gonna stand here and say hello.
So
are you looking for the bridge?
Take it to the bridge now.
So at the end of dinner, everyone's like, "Oh, going to bed." Yeah. Like not fakely at all.
And then it turns into an episode of Frasier as everyone goes from room to room to room, slamming doors.
It's like noises off.
Where's Carol Burnett?
So, by the way, that girl on Big Brother, that bimbo who keeps pulling her ear every time she goes into the diary room.
Stop trying to
be Carol Burnett. You fucking idiot bimbo.
Yeah.
Sit the fuck down, trash.
That is such a good point, because every time she does, it's like, you think you pioneered the ear pull? You are not Carol fucking Burnett. You're Elena with terrible boob job and a hunchback, okay? And I shame you for the hunchback because A, I have one, and B, because you're getting the hunchback from your bad fake boobs.
Yeah, I have Bette Midler posture, but I am not relying on my terrible face to get me places, okay? That's the difference, you trash.
Trash.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, wrong show, but yeah, God, that got dark real trash. Quickly. That really made me so mad. Like, even just thinking of an ear pull, I was like, how dare she? How dare she?
No, it annoys me every single time. It's like, hi, Julie. And she pulls. It's like, no, shut up, Elena.
Yeah. She's like, yep, just the hero of comedy, Julie. So let's see. So Max is like, speaking of Carol Burnett, I think they're all fucking her in that room. They're all jumping on Carol Burnett like she's a pile of ass. The birds.
Whole bunch of birds going at it over there. So it's the next morning, and it's like, anchor time.
He's left a note on the table that says, the guests are swingers. And Hannah, like, can read his odd talking. And she's like, that's awesome.
Great.
Sorry, I don't know why I thought that was so funny. But so, he's like, everybody, can you believe it? And she's like, right on, swing along, swingy swing.
So then there's anchor stuff, and Sandy's like, all right, Bobby, I want you to go stand over there. Great, you're nice and tall. Wonderful. Great work. Anchor.
I want Bobby on the anchor, okay? Hey, Bobby, you're the anchor man. Yeah, tell me the news. Get it? God, I love that banana. And Malia's like,
I know why that's so funny.
Because it's what I watch. Thing she said, and it cracks me up.
Bobby could be an anchor for BNN. Banana News Network, huh?
So she's like, you know, I would rather have Babby on that anchor. And Malia's like, well, she wants you now that I'm almost done. I was like, yeah, that's how Adam felt.
So now it's raining. The guests are packing. They're leaving. Well, the guests are actually not packing. The guests are having them pack. And then they leave. And they're like, it was a great time. My name's Q. Q out, everyone. Here's your tip. So.
Ugh. God, she's like, this was on my bucket list this trip, and I got double anal, so thanks. So Hannah's like, after all the work I've done in the past 24 hours, I better get paid. And Bugsy's like, in bed? It's a joke. Anybody?
It's like, Bugsy, it doesn't work when there's no fortune cookie involved.
I can make one. Fortune cookies.
All right, guys, tip meeting. In bed! Still no one?
No one? Still? None? All right. Well, there's one more charter. In bed!
Well, when we came in today, guys, I gave it to Wes and Malia.
In bed!
You're not even in this meeting. Please leave. Please leave, Bugsy.
Anyway, let's turn around this boat. In bed!
So, departure. Malia and Bobby are... I don't know,
they're
leaving and pulling up the whatever. Emily is like, all right, Bob's, that one's fine. And he's like, huh, trust me, this way is better.
Yeah.
Sorry, you had him for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, this way is better. My mom just told me, Mom. And she's like, he's blatantly ignoring me. And he feels that, oh, that's okay because he quote unquote knows better. Excuse me. Bobby, we need to talk about this situation because you're being competitive with me.
Yeah. And then he's mad. He's like, I just have more experience. I'm relying on my experience. That's all.
And then, yeah, you have zero experience. And she's like, yeah, but you keep saying this is how you do this. This is how you do it. And if it means this much, we can march right into the captain's office and ask her who she'd let ride the banana first, you or me. And he's like,
yeah, she's saying, I was on forever initiative, da, 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 da. So they just get into a whole big fight.
Yeah, and she's finally, like, if you want to become a leader, you do teamwork. You don't be a dick. And he's like, you know what? Okay, I'm going somewhere else. And then he follows her away.
But she's just right.
Keeps walking after her.
She's right, because Bobby has to fix his attitude, because he is one to sulk and to have a tantrum. And she's basically like, hey, the reason why I got this position, I don't even care about this position, it's because I don't have tantrums all the time. It's because I'm cute. Just kidding. It's not because I'm cute. God.
But I have to be on Bobby's side here, which, like, literally hurts. Yeah. But he was teaching her how to tie things, like, just last week with bungee cords.
Yeah.
Like, he does kind of know how to tie it off a little bit better. I get that you're a boss, but some things you know better and some things your crew will know better.
You know,
and, you know, sometimes you got to lift people up and really showcase what they're good at and not just try and be bass.
Well, okay? Also, Bobby is the one who, like, could not do simple arithmetic when, like, dropping the anchor into the ocean, you know, back in the beginning of the season. So
true,
they all have their true weaknesses. I actually blame all this on Wes, and I'll tell you why. Because as the person who is in some sort of authority, he should not have been making out with someone who works under him, because now he's created a situation where even if Malia is totally competent and should be in that position, and she may or may not deserve that, I don't know. But now people don't, her authority has been undermined by a situation that he kind of put her in. So
yeah, and after we were talking about this last week, I thought after the show, I was like, wait a minute. Wes is always saying, I've never done this before. It's crazy. It's the first time I've ever done it's the first time you've ever had a woman working under you. And yeah, you said so.
Yeah.
So don't pat yourself on the back. 100% of the time you've had a woman working under you, you've tried fucking her. So that makes your record look a lot shadier, buddy.
Yeah. If this were actually an office and not a yacht, they're, like, for sure Wes and Max, maybe Bobby, would be fired by now, because what they've done is really is actual sexual harassment. You know, those are, like, things that they could, you know, you could get sued and, like, a company would have to settle for a few $1 million or at least a few hundred. Like, maybe, or maybe like 70,000. I don't know. You know, obviously, what do I know about corporate life? But that's what I imagine.
Well, speaking of sexual harassment, let's go over to Adam.
Yeah.
So they're all out drinking, and Adam is talking to Hannah, who, of course, Hannah's like, you want to fuck right now? Let's do it right now under the table. Make everybody mad. I'm like, Jesus, Hannah. Keep your hands off the leftover. It's like, That's the girl to eat your sandwich right out of the fridge in the office, you know? Like, so yeah. he's
Hannah,
like,
you can't, I'm sorry, you can't go from, you cannot go from Jason Ziegler to Adam. Just please.
Yeah,
have
please
some
have some self-respect. Yeah. So she's, he's like, I'm sick of being on a boat with her. When you think you find someone cool and then, I've said it since the first day, don't hurt me. I've had my heart broken. I'm losing steam. Is this how all chicks are? I'm like, you know what? The ones that you're going for just because they're like young and hot and you know nothing about them. Yes, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like when you're going to use people just for sexuality and nothing else, you'd barely even know the girl's name, dude. Shut the fuck up, you user.
And
old
how about,
person, okay?
And how about this? How about this? How about you take some responsibility in the situation, okay? Maybe she like was interested in Wes because he wasn't a creep. Okay, and wasn't spiteful, okay? So, like, stop acting like you're just some innocent victim, like, oh, my heart was broken by femme fatale. No, it's like you were a creep. You creeped her out. You were strange. You were sarcastic. You know, she was like, you know what? This is a bad decision. Okay, why don't you stop being a bad decision?
Yeah, and Hannah, no matter what, he's saying basically his heart is broken and he wants to die. And Hannah's like, oh, that's so funny. Tell me more. Tell me more, big boy. And at the end of the other end of the table, Bugsy's like, hey, look at that. The friends, nah. And Malia's like, yeah, he said he was disgusted with her, like literally disgusted. So, like, yeah. Oh, well, look at that. Maybe if she ever gets out of bed, I'll tell her.
So Hannah's like, all right, you want to make Malia jealous. You want to make her jealous. I'm going to bring my nose right close to your nose, but not get too close. But I'm going to make her jealous. And sure enough, like, Malia is getting fully jealous. And randomly, Wes is over at a bar talking to some strange lady and buying her a drink. I don't even know what's going on there. I don't know why Wes, you know, Wes has been working hard to get Malia. And yes, it is sexual harassment. But as long as you've put in the work, I mean, why aren't you hanging out with Malia?
Well, but fuck her. Like, he sees her staring at Adam, so he's like, cool, I'll flirt with these other ladies at the bar.
Yeah.
And so now she's mad, and she's pissed off at both of them and cannot hide it at all, which was amazing. And Hannah's like, Malia's gagging for attention right now. I'd love to be gagging. She shouldn't have jerked him around. I'd love to jerk someone around. He's like, I get it. Let's just go back to the boat and fuck, okay? She's like, all right, I'm in. let me grab Lauren's to-go dish first.
Oh my god, you just totally took my to-go dish. That's so hilarious. Yeah, no, go take it. I love it. No, have it. Have fun. Oh my god, it's crazy. Can you tell me about pineapple yet? So Hannah's like drunk and she's like, I'm really glad I met you, Adam. You're so soulful. You were so hurt by Malia. Oh, I'm so glad. You're so attractive. I love your pockmarked face. It's beautiful.
I love the way that you can see, even though your pupils are tiny little pinholes. How do you do that? It's amazing. He's like, yeah. She's like, you've got a 6-inch cock. What was that? 6-inch cock. Someone said that, and I was like, wait a minute. Can we stop pretending that that's big? It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I was like, 6 inches? I don't even remember them saying anything about 6-inch cock, but I do know that, like, 6 inches is just full-on average.
Yeah. Like, so Adam's like, bye, everybody. Bye, Max. Bye, Malia. Hannah's wasted. So we're going to. And he's like, you're going to hook up with that bird? And he's like, yeah, we're going to go poke it out right now, as a matter of fact. And Malia's like, if you fuck her right now. He's like, oh, yeah? Well, I've heard a lot about you, Malia. I've heard that you're a special girl. Actually, not. Later, skater.
Yeah.
He pulled a not and a later skater, yeah. Literally.
He literally said, you're a pretty special girl. Not special at all, really. You're pretty disgusting. Little skater!
Gross. And she's like, I cannot believe both of these guys are ignoring me right now.
It's so funny. It's a really good season, I have to say. So that was the end of Below Deck Mediterranean, full of lots of scandal. And why don't we do a little bit of a pivot, sort of like Hannah on Adam. Why don't we pivot over to one of our favorite segments, the Listener Spotlight.
Spotlight.
This is when we turn the podcast over to the listeners. If you support the show at the Listener Spotlight level on Patreon, then we let you have 2 minutes to tell us about yourself or why you like Bravo, yada, yada, yada. So this week, We have Rebecca Shack, who we heard from a few months ago. So let's hear what Rebecca Shack has to say about things. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Hi, guys. Your number one fan from Minneapolis here, Rebecca Shack. First, to clear up a burning question, the Mary Tyler Moore statue. She is mid-throw in releasing the hat. So while the broomstick, great idea, Ronnie. No broomstick. It's just about to leave her hand. Anyway, my favorite Bravo show has got to be the OG Real Housewives of Orange County. Although I do love me some Top Chef and some Flipping Out, those recaps aren't nearly as great, and so it's got to be OC for me. I've been thrilled that the new season started, and your bonus episode breakdown of the trailer killed me. I've got to say, as a lifelong overweight gal, chubby Shannon just makes me so happy. And I know that's cruel, but it's true. And I cannot wait to see chubby Shannon dressed up as Bret Michaels. That is going to make my year. I started watching OC probably season 2, and right around the time that New Jersey and New York probably started, and I watched all of them and I loved them, and I've been kind of hooked ever since. Watch What Crappens obviously enhances the experience, and I don't think I'll ever stop watching, at least as long as you guys are doing the podcast forever. Anyway, I just love Housewives because it's so ridiculous and such a relief from my daily life, and so I'm happy to watch it and I'm happy to listen to your recaps. Anyway, that's enough from me. Talk to you guys later. Wish I could make it to a live show, but I've been traveling too much and spending too much money, so come to the Midwest and I'll get there. All right, love you guys, bye.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah, so good. Thank you so much for that. And I really love people's pride about that Mary Tyler Moore statue. Yeah. We've gotten so many pictures of it and so many corrections being like, excuse you, this is what it is, and do not get it twisted, bitch.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love having home pride because, you know, I got it too, girl.
Yes. R.I.P. Mary Tyler Moore. R.I.P. Yes. So you guys, that brings us to the end of our episode. We have to thank you once again for listening. Always, of course, speaking of live shows, watchwhatcrappens.com. Follow the links. Don't want to be a tired record, or old record and a tired old voice. But you guys have a great rest of the day. And we will be back tomorrow with more Real Housewives of New York City in Mexico. Can't wait for that. Bye, everyone.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at WatchWhatCrappens. On Twitter, we're at WhatCrappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.